The word evil has been getting a lot of play in the media of late. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elise Springer, associate professor of philosophy at Wesleyan University, delves into why the word isn't always appropriate.
The English word evil can be polarizing and confusing. For perspective, let's start with how its meaning evolved. Old English used evil as the plain term for any harmful or unwelcome thing. It was only 700 years ago that the word bad emerged and began displacing evil in popular use. Yet the word evil had already found a home in writing, especially Bible translations. So the word lived on with scriptural flavor. This helps explain how we've inherited this contrast between what's bad and what's beyond bad, mystifying, epic, incomprehensible. Evil now stands as the most intense way to express a moral no. So, after a mass shooting or terrorist attack, many people reach for this word as the sharpest verbal tool available. Evil seems to call loud and clear for blame. Yet the purpose of blame, at its best, is to address social problems. Blame functions constructively when it prompts dialogue and gets people to take responsibility. And this outcome, taking responsibility, is effectively ruled out when we blame evil. Evil suggests a person or force with whom we cannot possibly reach an understanding. Moral hope is futile. So here's the paradox. The blameworthy person can take moral responsibility. The evil person cannot take moral responsibility. So blaming evil turns out to be like dividing by zero. You can write the equation, but you can't solve it. Instead of this impossible moral accounting, the public can turn toward more concrete challenges. Patterns of distress and harm, what English speakers used to call evil 1,000 years ago, require each of us to take responsibility where we can and to press others to do the same.
That was Elise Springer of Wesleyan University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.